MFR Shinty Show with Ian Auld on MFR 2.
Welcome to the MFR Shinty Show with me, Ian Auld. On this week's show, it's McTavish Cup final weekend. And one team who won't be taking it easy are Fort William.
There's nothing taken for granted that we really have to be at our best to get through any cup tie at all.
In an all-Premier Division tie, 2008 runners-up Clonurquhart travel to Camali.
It's going to be whoever takes their chances in the day, and Camali are pretty good at that.
And we hear from the new boys of South Division 1, Aberdour.
I think now we've stepped up, and now we have the two teams. I think people realise Aberdour are sort of around to stay.
A very warm welcome to week three of the MFR Shinty Show with me, Ian Auld, and Scotland boss Drew McNeil joins me once more. Drew, thanks again for joining us in the studio. And after the snow on week two, it's back to the shinty last weekend.
Yeah, great day actually. Thankfully, all the games were played.
Nice weather as well. It was awesome. Good to see the sun return after the snow the week before.
Summer shinty.
It's McTavish Cup Day on Saturday, but first let's look back at last week's Premier Division. And Drew, Kyles going top after a massive 7-1 win over Lovett. And that's a lot of goals they've scored early on, and they're living up to their early season billing.
Yeah, it's what we had discussed the last 2 weeks. I think that we expect, you know, Kyles to have a good show this year. And the way it is this week, they're going to have a Premier Division game and the other guys are playing cup games, so their chance to win another 2 points clear.
Exactly, yeah. And then obviously that counts at the end of the day too. King UC are also in Premier Division action. We'll touch on that, but... You know, Kyles have the real chance to go 6 points so early on in the season, and it puts a little bit of pressure on Needlemore and Fort William.
Well, the thing is, they'll be super confident with scoring goals regularly, and it's not just one or two players. They've got three or four goal scorers every week. But they are a good team, that's the thing, you know. I was really impressed with them at the end of last season. They could have wilted, but they just they stayed on really well.
Needlemore are on full points as well after beating Camali 4-1, and by all accounts, Moore were made to work very hard and had to come from behind to do so. We saw clips of the game on YouTube, and Camali got the noses in front just before half time, a vital time to score, but you know, obviously Needlemore come straight back at them at the second half.
I think one of the things about Needlemore, they've got guys on the bench that can come on at half time, and I think Norman brought on a few players, and you could see they were a stronger team in the second half, and yeah, the goals came. Once they came, I think Camali kind of lost their way a little bit.
But I'll give all credit to Camali. They, you know, did well. Obviously we spoke to the manager the week before and spoke about the Needlemore game, and it was a difficult game for them, but you know, they went there with the best of intention to go and get a point, and they did very well in that first half.
They'll be disappointed with their second half performance, but you know, they'll be thinking, well, if we just produce that first 45 minutes every week, we should be okay. And they probably will be, you know.
Inverary got off there. Inverary got their first points of the season, beating Glenorchy 7-0, and it's good to get off the mark for Inverary.
Yeah, it's important for them. They had a bad start last season, but Russell McKinley back in scoring three or four goals. Russell's a quality player. Depends whether Russell will travel away to away games. That's the thing for Inverary. But home, you know, he's an effective full forward for them.
And for Orkey as well, losing, was it 8-0 on the first day of the season to Kyle, 7-0. You kind of just get this feeling. Obviously, you have to feel sorry for them. You know, what, two games in, no goals and 15 against. You know, it's going to be difficult for them, and hopefully they can get off the mark pretty soon.
It's a big leap though, isn't it, from that lower level into the Premier Division. You know, we've seen Glasgow and Argyle struggle, and they had to change their tactics, you know, sometimes playing five in defence and whatnot, just to try and stop the glut of goals they were conceding, try and get some momentum going forward.
Fort William also won at the weekend, beating Oban Camanachd 2-0, and their manager Peter McIntyre was pleased to record their second victory of the season, and he looks ahead to the McTavish Cup tie with Strathglass. First of all, Peter, a good win for you at the weekend over Oban.
Yes, we beat Oban 2-0. It was fairly comfortable. It was a strong wind blowing. We were 2-0 at the half time, playing with the wind. Young Ryan Campbell, who's just 17, he's come into the team, he got both goals. Despite what the information on the internet, there's something going wrong there, but it was Ryan Campbell at the both goals. Second half, I think we gave as good as we got against the wind, and we came out 2-0, so possibly could add one or two more goals, but we'll settle for the 2 points.
And you'll be very happy with the start you've made to the season. Obviously you beat Glenurquhart on the first day 3-0 at home as well, so you know, quite pleased with things so far.
Yeah, it was a very good solid performance against Glenurquhart. the goalkeeper, yeah, obviously that's international goalkeeper, did a great game. Again, we possibly might have had one or two more. So we started off with 4 points in the two games. We've had three players suspended, so we've had to use two or three younger lads. So we're delighted to have the 4 points to start off with.
How important is it to have the maximum points on the board? Obviously, Neaton Moore have got 4 points, and Kyle's are up there too with four as well.
Yes, and Kyle's got a great side, we know that. We had some great tussles with them last year. Neaton Moore, obviously, are the champions, they're defending champions, so the team will be desperate to defend the crown. So we want to keep the momentum going, you know, and be up there with the top teams rather than chasing them. So, you know, we want to try and keep our maximum points.
And this weekend, away from Premier Division business, it's the start of the McTavish Cup and an away game for you at North Division 1 Strathglass.
Yeah, we'll treat Strathglass with every respect. I think they won the opening game against Sky, and then they lost slightly to Lahaba last week, so they'll be smarting after that. But obviously, any First Division team getting on a Premier team, they're looking for a scalp, they're looking for an upset, so we'll be totally switched on, and we'll give them every respect.
Yeah, like you say, I mean, every club that, you know, our lower league side, they're always out to cause an upset, and, you know, you take to see that so early in your season and going so well, you know, that would maybe put you back a bit.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is we lost out to Kamali last year in the local derby in the McTavish, and Kamali went all the way to the final and dropped a great display in the final. So, you know, we've got to use that as a marker that there's nothing taken for granted, that we really have to be at our best to get through any cup tie at all.
And a lot of North Division One sides will take inspiration from Kamali as well, going all the way to the final, Glenarcot a few years ago as well. So I think the Division One sides in there will fancy their chances at the weekend of doing a Kamali.
Yes, I think that there's an opportunity there for the North Division One teams to prove the strength of North Division One. Obviously, it's a North competition, so I think they're out to show, you know, that possibly North Division 1 is as good as the bottom end of the Premiership. So I think that's the point they have to prove, and, you know, there's a lot of teams in there, like Sol Harbour as well, are well capable of doing something in the McTavish Cup.
And obviously, it's the first piece of silverware up for grabs type of thing, so you'll be, you know, quite keen to get that in the bag.
Yeah, absolutely. We've not got a great record in McTavish. I think we won it about 3 or 4 years ago, but we've got an odd one here and there, so it's funny how we have a great record in Camnach, but McTavish and also in Macaulay have largely eluded us over the last few years, so we need to try and sort of set that straight if we can.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
Fort William boss Peter McIntyre on the MFR Shinty Show. And Drew, delighted to get 4 points at the start of the season, 2 games in, 2 wins. Doesn't really matter how you play as long as you get the points on the board.
No, and as Peter touched on, these shorter players, you know, and I just know that there's Brian Simpson, Drew Ferguson, John McDonald, all in the, you know, not playing injured or suspended. I mean, they're three quality players that would get into any team. You know, they're still winning without these three fantastic forwards. So, you know, Peter will be quite happy, and young Ryan and Ewan Campbell getting a run, you know, they need it. So, you know, it's do well for them the rest of the season.
And obviously 2 games in, no, none conceding as well, along with King Usie. There's only 2 teams in the league not to concede early goals early on, and one of the teams with maximum points, and we touched on there when we mentioned Kyle's, but you know, it really is important with, you know, some big games coming up later, I think in April, you know, the big teams start to play each other, so it's good to get, you know, keep the maximum points, keep winning, and you know, not conceding goals as well as a bonus.
Yeah, as a defensive unit, you know, you get confidence from not losing goals. Because Shinty, it's fairly easy to concede goals. You know, you'll see 7-1, 7-2, things like that. Whereas in football or other sports, you wouldn't get that sort of goals being conceded. But it shows that they're remaining concentrated for 90 minutes. So it's good for the defensive unit. And young Paul on goals, he's a fantastic goalkeeper.
And looking ahead to the McTavish Cup tie, they're up against Strathglass, a North Division 1 side. And, well, last year they lost out to Kamali, then a Division 1 side in the semi-finals, a defeat which, you know, would have caused some grief for the Fort boys being at a local derby, but they'll be desperate to do well in this competition this year.
Yeah, I mean, Kamali were on a good roll last year when they got Fort William. You know, I mean, it's a big incentive to beat Fort William, and, you know, I don't think it'd be grief, I think it'd be shame with the Fort William boys getting knocked out last year. But, no, for all I have good memories of going to the Cannock and doing well there, I wouldn't see too much problems for them, to be honest.
And obviously, like Peter was saying there, he's going to treat Strathglass with with every respect. You know, he knows he doesn't want to be on the end of a cup upset so early on in the season as well. But he's, you know, he's treating Strathglass, like I said, with every respect. He wants to avoid, you know, not being the headlines on Monday.
It's always difficult getting the players to buy into it. You can say as much as you want to them, but you know, it's getting it across to them. If they get up and running, they could, you know, put a fair score against Strathglass. But you know, the longer Strathglass remain 0-0, the longer they think they can win, nick it, and that's what happens. Teams get nervous.
And as a Fort William McTavish Cup winning manager, how important is it to, you know, get the season's kind of first piece of silverware in the bag? Does that give them a psychological boost?
It's quite odd. It was actually my first year in charge, and within a couple of months of the season I'd won a trophy. I thought, oh, this is really easy, this manager carry on. But it sets down a sort of standard in the north. You think, well, we're the best team in the north, so, and then you're looking at what they've got in the south, because you're always aiming at the Scottish to win the Camogie.
Like we touched on there, North Division 1 side in the last few years have caused a few shocks. Camogie last year, Glenurquhart a few years ago. And talking of Glenurquhart, they picked up their first point of the campaign, drawing with King Ussey, and now face last year's runners-up Camogie away in the McTavish Cup this weekend.
To get off the mark, and King Ussey are no mean opponents. They're very consistent and always perform well, so in the end, I guess we were glad to get a point at home, and you know, we're stronger at home, and we generally look to pick up most of our points there.
Minus the Inverary postponement, you've had quite a tough start with 4-2 on the first day, then King Ussey, and to come away with a point from both those games, you must be, you know, kind of pleased with the way the season started for you.
Yeah, yes. I mean, for William away, again, always tough away, always tough on their home patch. So we didn't play at our best. We were very rusty start. So it was good to see some consistency coming back against King Ussey, to see a bit of the true form of the players coming out.
And it's away from Premier Division this weekend into the McTavish Cup. They've kind of a break from the bread and butter of the league, and are you looking forward to the start of the McTavish?
Yeah, it's nice to get into the Cups. I mean, it's a tough draw for us. Camogie away, the only Premier League pairing, I think, that's on in the first round of the McTavish. Camogie, bit of an unknown quantity. We haven't played them directly for the last couple of years, but always very competitive matches when we played them in the North First Division.
And Camogie have had quite an indifferent start to the season. I saw highlights of the game against Newton Moore on the internet, and you know, by all accounts, gave Newton Moore quite a scare in that first half.
Camogie are always very sharp up front. It's been a trademark of their performances over the last few seasons. So you know, they're going to give most of the Premier League teams a bit of a fright at some stage, and we'll be no exception. Our defence is generally our strength. So there's a bit of cancelling out there, but you know, it's going to be whoever takes their chances in the day, and Camogie are pretty good at that.
And looking back in previous years, a repeat of the 2008 run would be nice to see you get back to the final as well.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. In fact, I think we beat Camogie in the semi-final, and a very exciting game at Glenurquhart on penalties, and it was, a worthy semi-final. If we get half as good a game on Saturday against Camogie, I guess both teams will be pleased, but there'll only be one winner on the day.
And of course, Camogie made last year's final as well. So in the last few seasons, it's, you know, the two clubs who've made, you know, kind of surprise runs, being Division 1 side at the time.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, Camogie, a great cup side. I think they've got the game for cup games. I mean, they strike fast, and on the day and on the form, you know, they're very hard to stop.
I think you're just glad maybe to, in the last few years, all, you know, including the 2008 final where King Ussey beat you down at the Bacht. I mean, I think in the last two McTavish Cup competitions you've been paired with King Ussey, so, you know, from that point of view, I think you're just glad to avoid King Ussey early on.
Nice to get a break from them. Yeah, we'll be happy to meet them in the final again, mind you, but I don't think the draw goes that way. I think at some stage in our group we'll run into them again if we get past Camogie in the next round as well.
And just looking ahead to the rest of the season, Jim, obviously we touched on that early on, you know, the point against Canusic at the weekend, but what are you kind of, you know, hoping for the rest of the season?
Right, in the league, as far as the league concerned, consistency, improving our away record. Our home record wasn't bad last year. Our away record was pretty appalling. And we struggle to score goals, and that always hurts you, especially when you're away from home. I think we've accepted it in the team. We don't have anyone who can convert half chances the way Ronald Ross does or Dunkey Kerr does for Kyle's. You know, we just don't have that type of player in the team, so we've got to work that much harder as a unit to set up clear-cut chances so that ordinary mortals, as we have, you know, can score.
And I know you'll be one step at a time, one game at a time mentality, but after the McTavish Cup, you've got a great chance to put that away record right by a way to the champions, Needham Moor.
Yes, indeed. Yes, out of the frying pan into the fire. I mean, Newton Moore, strong physically, and you know, last year they showed that they could convert that physical presence into results, and you know, they'll be looking to consolidate what they did last year, and their early results, you know, show every indication that they're stronger and probably even more accomplished this year.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Glenarkert manager Jim Barr there on the MFR Shinty show. Drew McNeil, you were involved in the sidelines as part of the Glenarkert coaching team on Saturday, and a good 0-0 draw with Canusic, a good point for Glens.
It's quite one of these games where both managers probably would feel they'd lost a point yet gained a point, because, you know, Glenarkert had sort of three or four good chances, maybe not good chances, but certainly good saves from Andrew Bothwick, and yet at the end Stuart McIntosh saved a penalty 14 minutes from the end, a rocket shot, you know. So both teams will probably think they could have got both points. It's quite a difficult one to call. I've got Kamali in front of me. Strike that out. Sorry. No, Glenarkert actually will be happy with the performance because of the way they played against William was, you know, as Jim has said, you know, really poor.
And hopefully to transfer that performance from Canusic, adding the goals, take that into the McTavish Cup tie away to Kamali.
Yeah, Jim had felt that they hadn't created enough chances, clear cut ones, but you know, they're not facing a Canusic defence this week, so they should have more chances.
And that Kamali side, who we spoke about early on, you know, leading so early on at Needham Moor, you know, they'll be seeing this as a great opportunity. It is an all Premier tie. It's one of the, well, probably one of the best, the pick of the bunch, really, in the first round. It's an intriguing tie, and both sides will feel they can win it.
Yeah, I always felt like a home tie, doesn't matter who you get at home. You have a home tie, you've got a right good chance. You know, they just need to remember, Kamali themselves, that they had a good first half performance, you know, and not doubt their second half performance. Stick at it. Newton Moore, as I say, have got, you know, a great bench. They can bring on three or four players that don't weaken the team. Sometimes, I mean, David Chain probably came on at half time for them, and he just strengthens the team.
And in the past couple of years, Glenarkert made the cup final in 2008. And Kamali last year, of course, both losing to Canusic. But you know, both sides having good runs in this competition, they'll want to replicate that and go on and maybe this time go one better and win the trophy.
Yeah, they'll remember the good times, you know. And as Jim says, that Kamali and Glenarkert had this great semi final. So, you know, I'd imagine Kamali would be thinking of revenge on that score.
Let's look over the rest of the McTavish Cup ties this weekend. The one that sticks out for me, it's Inverness Bewley. It's a Division 1 tie, all Division 1 tie. It's a local derby, and Bewley will be looking for revenge after that postponement 2 weeks ago. They were leading 5-2, not long to go before the final whistle, but unfortunately the snow came down and the game was abandoned, with Bewley, well, surely winning 5-2. The 2 points were in the bag. So, I mean, the team talk will be easy for Stephen McLean this week.
Yeah, he'll be wanting revenge, but Stevie Monroe of Inverness will be reminding him that, you know, Kyle's Athletic were beaten and done against Canusic in the semi-final a number of years ago and won the replay. So, you know, there's always a hope. It's a new game.
And of course, Bewley made the semi-finals last year, unfortunately losing out to Canusic as well. And perhaps, you know, again, like we're talking about Kamali and Glenurquhart there, they, you know, love to go on a kind of run like that. And there's, you know, we've seen in the past couple of years, North Division 1 sides really fancy this competition. So who's to say a North Division 1 side, you know, won't go all the way this year?
None of the Premier Division teams want to go to Spainbridge or Balmacara or these sorts of places because they're very, very difficult places to go to. McCarran, when they were doing well in the North Division 1, they, you know, pushed Canusie very far in one of the finals. Mm-hmm. It does happen.
Kinloch Sheil travel to Lovett, and that could be a tricky one for Lovett because Sheil have started the season with a bang. They've got maximum points so far, and yeah, home advantage, like you say, for Kinloch Sheil, so that one could be tricky for Lovett.
It will be a difficult one, you know, with the difficult games they've had. Again, they'll be just hoping to draw on the fact that they've played against really good teams. I think they got a mauling on Saturday from what I've spoken to one of the boys, you know. But as I said to him, you know, Lovett won't be the only ones that'll suffer at Kyle's hands this year down at Tynabrough.
Caberfae versus Lochcarron could be a difficult one to predict. Another all North Division 1 tie.
Yeah, Castlelaud, not a place you want to go to for any cup game, that's for sure. That would be an interesting game to go and watch, actually. I'd like to see that one.
Mm-hmm. Newtonmore Skye is the other tie, and on paper it should be a bit of a formality for Moore, and Skye yet to win this season, albeit they only have played one game, but you'd fancy the Premier Division champions in this one.
Yeah, Newtonmore have had a good run of games, and you know, poor Skye have only had the one game, a disadvantage straight away. But Newtonmore are a big, strong team.
Canusie and Lochaber, of course, enter into the competition at the end of April, and it's ifs and buts at the moment. However, Kings will play Lovett or Kinloch Sheil, and that's not a bad draw for the holders.
No, again, you know, they'll have sorted themselves out by then. They weren't at their best on Saturday. They had a few short players and stuff, so I'm sure Ronald will be aiming to come back for one of these ties, and they'll be back firing again.
When is the big man due back? I've not...
I don't know. I'd imagine it's for the first cup game, I would think, possibly.
Lochaber will be away to Kamali or Glenurquhart. And, you know, Kamali or Glenurquhart, like we say, anyone could win that one. And it's a home tie against the Division 1 side. So, you know, already you're looking ahead and saying, well, you know, we might fancy ourselves in the quarterfinals.
All three teams will be thinking they can get through that. You know, that's the thing about it. And then they'll be looking, possibly Canusian semi-final. Semi-finals, anything can happen.
Looking ahead to the quarterfinals, which take place on the 23rd of April, Inverness Beauly will play the winner of Newtonmore Skye. As we said, it looks like Newtonmore would be the favourites to win that one, and Newtonmore away to Inverness or Beauly. You know, it's a difficult away venue. Beauly, as we touched on, made the semi-finals last year, so it's all ifs and buts at the moment. But for you, is there any favourites for the trophy?
I would say Newtonmore at this stage, to be honest. Yeah, they are a strong team at the moment, and lots of other teams are short. Newtonmore aren't short at all. First games of the season, they're fully fit, ready to go.
Yep.
They seem to have turned up prepared.
Mm-hmm. And as we touched on earlier on, that, you know, winning the first piece of the silverware for the season, you know, gives them that. Well, we saw it at the weekend with Rangers and Celtic. You know, Rangers have that. You know, that first piece in the bag. They want to go in and add more.
Yeah, Newtonmore have made the mistake of winning the McTavish before, and then, you know, because they hadn't won for such a long time, they kind of probably enjoyed it too much. But they're not at that stage anymore. You know, they're experienced campaigners now. If they win that, they'll think nothing of it. They'll think that's just a building block for the rest of the season.
Let's move on to South Division 1 then, looking back at last weekend's results. Bute, who we touched on in week 2, a fantastic win for them away to Aberdour on the first day of the season. 12-0 at home to Holborn Celtic, and well, it's a one-sided affair there, isn't it?
I think Bute maybe went a bit easy on Aberdour, and this week they kind of got their serious sticks out, I think, possibly.
60 minutes it took before Bute took the lead, so Holborn Celtic winning the game for 60 minutes. Hector Whitelaw with a hat-trick, and that's him up to 6 for this season, an impressive start for him. But, you know, it's good for Bute to have someone who they can rely on to grab the goals for them and, you know, make sure, maintain this title push.
Hector's been a cornerstone of their forward line for a long time. You know, he will score against anybody. It's like what they said the previous weeks, that teams need these out-and-out goal scorers, and Hector's a big, strong lad who can hold the ball, can bring others into the game, and if you step off him, he'll just take the shot, and he's a good goal scorer.
Lochside Rovers as well. They joined Bute at the top of South Division 1 after two games only, but two wins for Lochside Rovers, and they're made to work hard, winning 1-0 at home to Ballyhoolish.
Yeah, that was, I didn't know which way that would go. Actually, I actually thought Ballyhoolish might get a sneaky win there, but 1-0, Ballyhoolish would be quite happy with that, I would imagine. Lochside, you know, they won that division last year, so they'll be hoping to retain it.
Tainault winning 2-0 at home to Kyles as well. So sides in that division starting to get points on the board, and we've spoken about North Division 1 before being a very tight division. This one has got all the makings of being a difficult league to predict as well.
Yeah, Tainault lost the first game of the season. I was a wee bit surprised at that, and then, you know, to turn around and beat Kyles, which I think will be a strong second team. Obviously, some of these teams, you never know what they've got each week team wise, so it probably varies with personnel what performances they have.
Speaking to George Hay at Glasgow Muthergar last week, he was raring to go really after missing out due to the, you know, obviously nine teams in the league on the first day of the season, then that postponement in week two. So week three into the season, Glasgow Muthergar finally kick-started their season, and a good 4-1 win away to Camogie for them. Good to get off to a winning start, kick-start the season with a win.
Yeah, and George will know that he doesn't have, you know, your Hector Whitelaws and whatnot, so he won't be expected to get 14 goals in a game. He'll just make sure he's winning it, and when it comes round to playing Bute or Lochside, they just win these games and not worry about goal difference.
Let's have a look at the South Division 1 fixtures then this weekend. Kyles Athletic, they lost at the weekend. Ballyhoolish also lost at the weekend, so, you know, both sides will be determined to pick up even more points.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, these are teams that are developing their young players, so they'll just be using it for, you know, trying to improve their club.
Tainault at home to Camogie. And Tainault, as you say, you know, we're looking to continue their recent good run after beating Kyles at the weekend there. So it's important having back-to-back home games as well to make that home advantage count.
Yeah, as I said, Tainault do have some experienced players, and I know they're bringing in younger players. Fraser Ingalls is involved there, and I remember speaking to Fraser last year, and he was saying they had a number of young boys that were coming through. So he'll be quietly building the way to try and win that division. Maybe not this year, but within time, he will be expecting to win that division.
Aberdour are back in action. They're at home to Lochside Rovers this weekend, and earlier today I caught up with their manager, Lisa Norman.
Good position this year. It's better than we've ever been, despite the fact we're putting out two teams.
Well, that's really good to hear, Lisa. Obviously, as you mentioned earlier on, the games this season, you've only had one. The weather called off last week, and because of the, you know, the nine-team league, you missed out the last weekend, but you're back into league action this weekend against Lochside Rovers, a team who, you know, are, got maximum points so far, and one of the favourites for the division.
Yes, aye. Lochside, you know, when you play teams like Lochside, you're always up for a tough game, and I think, you know, they'll be travelling to us knowing that, you know, we did put up a good game against Bute. But I think our guys, again, have still been working really hard on their fitness and their shinty, and I think this weekend we're hoping for an even closer result. So, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed indeed. And then when you look ahead to the start of April, you're involved in the preliminary round of the Camanachd Cup as well. You're away to Strathglass.
Yes, aye. That's actually a game where we were sort of live at the draw, and the guys were just saying, whatever we do, we don't want pulled out in the first six, and of course second team out the hat. And it's kind of ironic, I suppose, one of the oldest established clubs versus one of the newer clubs. But I wasn't sure, but the guys are actually really, really up for the game and really confident about how they might do in that game. And if the players are that confident, and we've got the same belief in them as a club, then I think they can only obviously try their best, but I think they've got a really good chance.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
Aberdour manager Lisa Norman there on the MFR Shinty Show. And Drew, very optimistic to hear Lisa speaking about her aims for the season. They want to finish mid-table, if not higher, and for their first season in South Division 1, it's good to hear.
It's been a lot of firsts for Aberdour this year, and you know, I can only praise Lisa for the work she's done. I've met her a couple of times. She's actually doing an amazing job down there. You know, can you imagine if Aberdour were to get promoted? You know, they've got two teams there. They entered the Camanachd the first time this year. They've got a great setup down there,
and it's obviously, like you mentioned, the great setup as well. Obviously based out with the area down in Fife as well. It's not a a hotbed of shinty down in the kingdom, but she's doing a very good job. She's got a lot of younger teams coming through as well, so it's all very healthy down there.
She's got loads of youth, so she says, you know, here to stay, and I have no doubts they'll be here to stay. You know, she has done an amazing job down there. All the kids she's got playing, you know, she's staying there, primary school, through they'll be through high school. She's got running two teams, you know, and they just need to build a bit of brawn, because I believe they're all young and fit and getting about, just a bit more savvy, and they'll compete quite well at that level.
That's almost it for the MFR Shinty Show. Drew versus you. Drew, this is when Drew predicts the scores from the Premier Division fixtures, albeit there's only two this weekend, but we'll focus on the McTavish Cup. We'll put you on your toes this weekend. If you think you can better the Scotland boss Drew McNeil with your predictions, then head on to mfr.co.uk/shinty. And Drew, if you could just start with your predictions from Caberfae, Lochcarron.
3-1 to Lochcarron.
Inverness, Bewley.
6-0 Bewley.
Interesting. Kamali, Glenurquhart.
2-1 Glenurquhart.
Lovett, Kinlochshiel.
3-1 to Kinlochshiel.
Newton Moore, Skye.
7-1 to Newton Moore.
And finally, Strathclass versus Fort William.
That will be 6-1 to Fort William.
As I say, if you think you can better the Scotland coach Drew McNeil, then head along to mfr.co.uk/shinty. Drew's predictions will be up there, and if you think you can better them just for fun, then enter online there. That's it for week 3 of the MFR Shinty Show. McTavish Cup up this weekend. Hope you enjoy your shinty weekend, whatever it takes you.